Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. You know, one of these days when we come visiting at your house, we're going to bring some mighty grand news with us. We're going to say that famous Kroger Tender Ray Beef is available once more. Mind you now, that news is yet to be told. For those wonderful, fresh, and tender Kroger Tender Ray beef steaks and roasts are still hard to get. And do you know why? Well, because it's difficult to obtain the top grades of grain-fattened cattle that are used for Kroger Tender Ray beef. Yes, Kroger selects only the very top grades of grain-fattened cattle. Then it's made naturally tender in just 3 days by the famous Kroger Tender Ray method. It's always fresh. Because through Kroger's own Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging or loss of savory juices. Now, there are the reasons Kroger Tender Ray beef is always fresh, always tender, always juicy. And one of these days in the near future, you'll be able to walk up to the meat counter of your Kroger store and get this beef that's so famous because no other beef so fresh can be so tender. Until that time, please remember, right up to the day when you can buy Kroger Tender Ray beef again, Kroger will always bring you the very best beef that is available on the market. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Suzanne, Penny Gibbs' sister-in-law, suddenly stricken by head pains, is in a coma in Rossville Hospital. But Penny herself is in danger, for Bill Carver, Freddie Lang's former friend from New York, has threatened violence to Penny if Freddie does not join him in a robbery. It is late afternoon of the day planned for the robbery, and Penny's mother, Grace, sits at the hospital with Penny.
So upset, I don't know what to do.
There isn't anything to do, Mother, but sit and wait.
Oh, I know. That's what makes me so nervous. Oh, if there were just something I could do. I feel so helpless.
Darling, not even Dr. Ryan can do anything until he finds out more about what's wrong with Suzanne.
Oh, is she still in a coma?
Mm-hmm. Dr. Ryan's expecting her to come out of it soon, though.
Well, then will he be able to do more for her?
He'll be able to do a lot more for her then.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Poor girl.
Poor Pat. He hasn't left her since yesterday evening when it happened.
Well, how did it happen, dear?
It was too sudden for me to remember much about it, Mother. She complained about pains in her head. Mm-hmm. While she and I were listening to Freddie Lang playing the piano, she just passed out.
Well, she didn't cry out or call to you? Or say anything at all?
No. No, I didn't even see her faint, neither did Freddie. It wasn't until he turned around to ask Suzanne how she liked what he was playing that we noticed anything was wrong with it. And then Freddie thought she just fainted.
Poor darling. I suppose that Lang boy thought it was very funny.
I think he was more upset at first than I was. I just didn't realize. I
can't imagine that boy thinking anything is serious.
Oh, Mother, let's not talk about Freddie.
No, we won't. Not here, not now. But I want to have a long talk with you about him, Penny.
Mother, don't. There's nothing to talk about.
There's a great deal to talk about. Jed and I...
No, I know, Mother. You and Jed are barely speaking because Jed gave Freddie a job.
Well, haven't my fears been proved about him? Didn't he steal money from Jed the first chance he had?
Freddie did not steal the $300 Jed gave him to take to Mr. Jackson in Carson Village. If he had, wouldn't he be in jail right now?
The only reason he's not in jail is that you talked Jed out of bringing charges against
him. That was Jed's own idea, Mother.
Maybe so, but you agreed with him, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Well, then, that makes you just as much at fault as he is.
Oh, darling, what's the matter? Are we going to let Freddie Lang come between us?
You're forcing him between us, darling. I simply can't understand why you tolerate that young man, much less have him in your own house.
I thought we weren't going to talk about Freddie here.
Well, we won't anymore. But we're going to have a nice long talk about him, Penny, and soon. You still have good sense in that pretty head of yours, but you don't seem to be using it where that Lang boy is concerned. But I'm going to see to it that you do.
Hello, folks.
Oh, hello, Johnny.
Oh, how are you this afternoon, Johnny?
Fine, fine, Miss Billings. Well, it's almost evening. Look outside. It's getting dark.
Oh, good heavens. And Jed and I are going to go to the Parkers for dinner tonight.
Oh, then you are speaking to Jed. A little.
But very little. Now, because I'm going to make us late for our date with the Parkers, he's not going to speak to me at all.
Oh, I think he will, Mrs. Billings. He knew you'd want to stay at the hospital as long as possible, so, he's out front in his car waiting for you.
He is, Johnny? Mm-hmm. Oh, how nice of him.
You see, Mother, you can be angry with him, but he's not angry with you.
Oh, I'm not angry with Jed, darling. Just with some of the things he does. You call me at the Parkers as soon as you hear something about Suzanne.
All right, as soon as I hear something.
Fine. Goodbye, dear. Goodbye, Johnny.
Goodbye, Mother. Mrs. Billings. No word yet about Suzanne?
No. No, nothing yet. Dr. Ryan hasn't come out of her room for over an hour.
Oh. Pat's still in there with her?
Mm-hmm. He won't leave, not even to eat.
Well, look, the guy's got to eat.
He says he can't even look at food.
Well, I think he'd better take a peek at it for his own good.
You know how far you get arguing with him, don't you?
Oh, not far.
Oh, Johnny, don't worry. He'll probably eat something tonight or as soon as Suzanne comes out of it.
I hope so. Suzanne's been out constantly. Hasn't come out of it once.
No, not once.
Gosh. Well, what about the baby? Dr. Ryan say everything all right?
So far, so good.
Well, it's something to be grateful for.
Yeah. You know, Johnny, it's a funny thing, but I... Johnny, look.
Hmm? Where?
Coming down the hall from Suzanne's room. It's Dr. Ryan.
Glad we got away from the Parkers early, aren't you, Jed?
Well, yes, I am, Grace, but I don't think it was very polite for us to eat and run.
Oh, but they understand, I'm sure. Especially after that phone call from Penny.
Oh, I suppose they do at that. Dr. Ryan says Suzanne's going to come out of the coma pretty soon, eh?
Yes. As soon as we get home, I'm going to call the hospital.
Oh, there's no point in doing that, Grace. You talk to Penny less than an hour ago, and Penny will call you as soon as there's any change.
I suppose so. But I think I'll call Penny anyhow. Maybe I can talk her into leaving the hospital and letting me go up there instead.
No. If you ask me, there's not much gain by either of you sitting up there. What good are you doing, Suzanne, or yourselves? All you do is sit in the hall and worry and fret.
Oh, I know. It does seem useless. Jed, if anything should suddenly go wrong, someone should be there with Pat.
Someone could get to him soon enough. Why, you can almost see the hospital from here. And right here's where we live.
Well, maybe you're right, Jed. Jed, what are you looking at?
Those two young fellows walking down the other side of the street. Oh. For a minute, I thought I knew one of them.
Well, I don't think I... Yes, I do. When they went under that street light and turned the corner, I saw their faces. The smaller of those two boys is Freddie Lang.
Oh, no. I don't think so, Grace.
Well, I'm sure of it. And that bigger boy looked like a hoodlum.
Yeah, yes, he did. But the smaller one wasn't Freddie. And I know the boy better than you do.
Jed, that was Freddie Lang, and you know it. What is he doing out with a person like that?
Well, I wouldn't know, Grace, because I wouldn't be too sure that it was Freddie.
Well, I'm sure it was.
Well, I can tell you this. If that was Freddie, I don't like it.
No, Mother, there's no need for your coming to the hospital.
Oh, but Penny, you've been at the hospital all day, dear, and it's nearly 10 o'clock. Don't you think you ought to come home and let me take your place up there?
No, Mother, I talked to Dr. Ryan again just a few minutes ago, and he said that Suzanne's getting along much better. So I think I'll leave. There's no need for anyone to be here.
Oh, I'm so glad to know she's going to be all right.
Well, Dr. Ryan didn't go so far as to say Suzanne was going to be all right, darling, but he did say there was no danger of anything happening tonight, so Johnny will take me home.
And you get some sleep, won't you, dear?
Yes, I will. I'm awfully tired. Now, don't you worry about Suzanne any more tonight. Even Pat's relaxing. They gave him a room in the hospital, and he's in bed asleep. So you go to bed, too, and I'll pick you up first thing in the morning.
All right. Are you sure you pick me up now, dear?
I'll be at your house at 8, Mother.
All right. Good night, Penny.
Good night, Mother. All right, Johnny. I'm ready to go home.
Beautiful night for a drive, isn't it, Benny?
You are. Mm-hmm. It's just lovely.
Mm. That town's awfully deserted. What time is it, anyhow?
Oh, it's almost 11 o'clock.
Oh, see, it is getting late. But, can you spare just 2 or 3 minutes and let me drive down River Street?
All right, Johnny.
It's a good thing you said all right, because I was going to go down River Street anyhow.
No. Oh, it is a nice night for a drive. Look at all the cars parked along the drive.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder why they're not moving.
Oh, Johnny, we're not going to stop and find out. I have to get up early in the morning. Johnny, look out. The car's pulling out from the curb.
Holy mackerel.
Ooh, that was close.
Dumb jerk, why don't you look where you're going?
Johnny, don't. That's not going to do any good.
I know. That guy ought to be tossed in jail. Another 2 or 3 inches, we'd have been back at the hospital again, but his patience.
Yeah, it was an awfully narrow squeeze, but let's not think about it. It's over. It wasn't anything.
No, but it could have been plenty. Penny, look. Look across the street there.
Hmm? Where?
Over there. Those two fellows walking down the street.
Oh, yeah, I see. Oh, one of them's Freddy.
Yeah. Yeah, but who's the other guy?
The big one?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've never seen him before.
You know, I don't like the looks of that.
I don't either.
Shall we turn around and go back and talk to Freddy?
No, Johnny, I don't think so. They're just walking up the street.
Yeah, I suppose. Can you still see them through the back window?
Yeah.
Penny, let's go back and talk to Freddy a minute.
No,
huh?
Johnny, I don't think we'd better. I know it looks suspicious, but after all, whatever Freddy's doing is really none of our business.
Is Penny going to be sorry she didn't turn back and talk to Freddy? Is the big fellow with Freddy his friend Bill Carver? And are they on their way to rob that store tonight? And is Suzanne improving as much as Dr. Ryan says? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. There's a grand and glorious day coming soon. That's the day you'll be able to step up to the meat counter of your Kroger store and say, Kroger Tenderay Beef, please, and get it. Yes, one of these days soon, fresh and tender Kroger Tenderay Beef will be available again. But while you're waiting for that day to arrive, just remember that Kroger will always supply you with the best beef that is available. And remember that your Kroger store offers you a tantalizing selection of fine meats, seafoods with an ocean-fresh flavor, and real country-tasting poultry, and priced for real thrift. So for the finest in foods, go to your neighborhood Kroger store.